We're talking quarterbacks here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Inside the studio, I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by G.J. Kinney, who's here with the team as they go through these off-season workouts. And, G.J., welcome, and how's your off-season been?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, got to do a little running, a little lifting, getting ready for this off-season workout.
Yeah, what kind of objectives do you have when you leave a season? Good experience for you last year. What do you take away from that going into your first full off-season here?
You know, I learned so much last year. I think just resting for a little bit and then getting right back into getting stronger, faster, working on footwork, quarterback technique, stuff like that.
What are the good things, the challenges, the things you love about this offense?
You know, for a guy like me, being able to run around, you have so many weapons on the outside, great running backs, great O-line, just everything in this offense, it just runs so smoothly, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, the aura of Chip Kelly is such that we in the media and the fans, everybody tries to figure out what the scheme is all about. And yet when you talk to him and talk to you guys, it seems like it's, you know, relatively, you know, simple concepts. Is it? Or is it? I mean, the verbiage is fairly simple. The tempo obviously is high. Is it, compared to other offenses in which you've played, a simple offense?
You know, the concepts are great and everything we do is great. But I think, as Coach Kelly said before, it's about the culture that we have here. The guys, the buy-in, how hard we work in the off-season. You know, we had not a test, but, you know, running kind of exercises yesterday, and everyone was right on like we never left. And I think that's a tribute to those guys and the guys and the staff.
G.J., look, let's be honest here. The Eagles have three quarterbacks who they feel have a lot of experience. They obviously have you here for a reason. They like you a lot. They want to see more from you. How do you look at the competition moving forward?
You know, I'm really excited. Last year kind of getting my feet wet and now just going out there, hitting it full speed, getting ready for OTAs. I'm just really excited to get out there and show people my athleticism. I got limited reps last year in preseason, but I think when people see and the coaches see my athleticism, you know, up close, it'll be a game changer.
Are you eager for that moment to come post draft when you're on the practice field and the coaches can see how much you've improved?
Oh yeah, I'm really excited. You know, you work all off season, even all last year for me on the practice squad to get to this point, and I'm just excited.
I'm not sure if fans understand how do you improve during the course of a season when you're getting limited reps, limited exposure, practice squad, a lot of times emulating the opposing quarterback. Mm-hmm. How do you improve your game?
Just the speed of the game and just being around the guys, seeing it so much, you know, being on the sidelines, hearing the calls. Nick did a great job last year just seeing how he worked and just being around it. You know, I think that's a big thing for a young guy like myself.
How about you? I know you and Nick are close. Yeah. So proud to see him have the success he had last year.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it was awesome for me because I got to go to the Pro Bowl with him.
Cool.
It was awesome. And he's a great guy on and off the field, and I was very happy for him last year.
Tell me about the Pro Bowl experience.
That was, hopefully next time I go, it'll be because, you know.
Because you're going.
Yeah,
because right.
I'm going.
Right.
But just being around all those great guys, seeing how they work, even at the Pro Bowl, you know, the way they carry themselves, and it was great for a guy like myself.
It is such a thin line, isn't it, from making it in the NFL to playing in the NFL, yeah, to being a Pro Bowl player.
There's no doubt about it. You know, just look at Nick last year. You know, Vic kind of went in the job, and then Nick, you know, Vic get hurt. Nick steps in, and now he's a Pro Bowl player, and that's a credit to him and how he works.
Yeah, what I find remarkable, G.J., and the truth is that everybody's got great talent. A lot of it comes between the ears, and even in your case, I mean, last year you go through the preseason. You're willing to do anything the coaches ask. Mm-hmm. Then you get some time and you played well in the preseason, and then you don't make the team. And then you got to kind of stay ready physically and mentally. That's got to be challenging for somebody who's been a great player throughout your career.
Oh, it's very challenging, but, you know, nothing in my life has ever been easy. And I enjoy the challenge, you know, honestly, you know, keeps me on my toes. And I think this year will be a little different.
Good. Well, hey, listen, we wish you the best of luck. Eagles in their off-season conditioning program here. Did you test out well? Everybody's happy with where you're at physically?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you're you don't slack off.
No, sir.
You don't go to Dallas and eat donuts.
No. Right. A couple donuts.
G.J., thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Good seeing you in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.